Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's also give a special shout out to the American truck drivers that are out there getting the job done on the road. Now, I've changed some things around on the social media. We have a chat room set up right now on the Captain's America Third Watch group, which is in MeWe, MeWe.com, M-E-W-E.com. There's a chat room there. There's a group called the Captain's America Third Watch. Very easy to get into, very easy to communicate if you want to get in that chat room and talk to us. Or, of course, you can always go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and send us a message off the website. It comes via email. We're also on Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm on Parler as the Captain's America. So there you go. But we've gotten away from Facebook, too much monkeying around and nonsense and garbage, and don't need to have it anymore, because just over on Parler, we've added so many friends over there. It's unbelievable. I got more over there than I've got on Facebook, if you can believe that. But anyway, there you go. So that's how you do it. Just go over to MeWe.com, and you'll see the Captain's America Third Watch. It's in the group, and you can join the group, and boom, you're in the chat room, and you're talking to us. Kyle's in there. I'm in there. But let's go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, if you want to think about that for a second. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to need a lot of that here coming up, Kyle, because boy, oh boy, everybody was broadsided yesterday, but I've got three words. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Told you so.
Yep.
Told you so. When they started talking about the Democrats and the all the different Looney Tunes stuff that was coming out there and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it, and people were saying, oh, no, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen. I said a long time ago with you and with our other guests that we have that they were going to try to throw everything out there, the kitchen sink, because they believe that now's the time to do it. And every election cycle, especially when they've been in charge of the House of Representatives, they have tried to throw anything and everything they could out there to see what they could get passed. And this is going to be it again. Here's what they're going to try to do. Number one, yesterday, very quietly, very unassumingly, out of committee, the bill for D.C. statehood is now headed to the House of Representatives floor to be voted on.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, of course, This is a blatant play to simply try to gain, well, two senators, of course, and at least one more representative in the House of Representatives. And again, this is just something, like you said, Captain, they talked about this. It seems very far-fetched, but they are literally going for the gusto at this point. That's not in a good way, by the way.
This is blatantly unconstitutional. And good morning to Richard the Marine. He's over here on MeWe talking to us right now. So there you go. Richard's over there. So good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning, Richard.
Yep, the Marine. Okay, now, the other thing is this is blatantly unconstitutional, all right? And, of course, it would be challenged in court if it ever got past the Senate because, again, you don't just pass this on a simple majority vote. You have to have a certain amount of votes to be able to get this and bypass the Constitution. It takes two-thirds of the Congress, and they are not going to get two-thirds of the Congress on this one.
No, I don't think they will. And as you say, Captain, blatantly unconstitutional, it seems to me that the District of Columbia was carved out as the capital city, essentially, the capital area for the new United States. And it was not supposed to be a state. In fact, it's inherently wrong if the federal capital is somehow a state. Although, obviously, they probably still have some section that would be known as the district. But, again, this is a blatant power play because they see an opportunity. It's not for the good of the nation.
No. And then the second thing that they did is if this wasn't bad enough, they one-upped themselves by announcing that they, this commission they put together, they are going full speed ahead to add four justices to the Supreme Court, make it a total of 13. And, of course, the four justices who would be appointed under Joe Biden would all be Democrats. They would then have the majority, and they would be in the catbird seat in the Supreme Court, and that would really, really turn things around.
Well, sure. Again, what they're trying to do, they're trying to turn the Supreme Court, they want to take it over, basically, turn it into literally just a tribunal that rubber stamps whatever the cadre says. Okay, we're past this, and there you go, rubber stamp it. And they'd have a big, giant rubber stamp, and they'd stamp it. And that would be about it. In other words, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's kind of in a nutshell what they're attempting to do here.
Yeah. Okay, well, here comes the music, so hold that thought, and folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget, folks, if you want to talk to us in the chat room, we're over on MeWe right now, MeWe.com. We moved the chat room over there, and you can go in there, the Captain's America Third Watch group, very simple to get into. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, waiting patiently on our telephone line right now. And, oh, by the way, don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, I do take Relief Factor religiously every day, a couple of times a day, once in the morning or the late morning or early afternoon when I wake up, and then again at around midnight at night before I start my show, because, of course, I'm sitting here for 4 hours on the radio, and I don't get a chance to do a lot of moving around, and that's not good for the situation that I have here. But the products, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, definitely help support the body's natural response to things like inflammation, and it even targets the pain that you're having. It goes straight to the source of the pain, and you can either lower or eliminate the pain altogether from whatever it is that you have the problem with. And this is great because it works. It's 100% drug-free, and it works, so I wouldn't be telling you about it. And I use it. Now, all you got to do is start with a three-week quick start. It costs $19.95. And you can go to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you go, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 three-week quick start, and you'll be in like Flynn. Give it a try, and you won't have to do anything afterwards. If you want to continue to take it, it'll come to you on a regular basis. But if you say, well, okay, didn't work, if you're one of the few people that didn't work, I haven't heard very many at all, then you just tell them you don't want it, and that's it. Now, again, there seems to be a little bit of confusion here, but not on my part, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here. Okay, MeWe.com is the website, right, Kyle?
That's right,
MeWe.com. It's a social media website, and I've actually been over there for a couple of years. I moved over there to at least have a presence on that website because the Tampa Bay Trump Club moved over there, And that's one of the big groups that I'm a member of. And I wanted to communicate back and forth with those folks. So I'm over there. But I'm also listed personally as Captain Matt Bruce, but that's not the way to do it. Go to the chat room for the group. I've got a group over there, the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can join the group. It's free. No strings attached. And they have a chat room. And you get in the chat room and boom, there you are. You're talking to us in the chat room just like we did when we were on Facebook. Well, we're not on Facebook anymore. So we made the move and hopefully you will too. Now, I still have a way of seeing what's going on Facebook, but I just, because I can monitor and see what people are saying, but I just can't talk back to them because I got rid of that, that option. All right. Well, Kyle, back to the Supreme Court. I don't believe, and I believe what they're trying to do, and I listened to all the pundits before I made up my own mind on this. I believe what they're trying to do is throw everything up to see what will and what won't stick.
Well, yes, I think you're right. The campaign, of course, the strategy was present Joe Biden as a moderate alternative to Trump and tweeting and all the different things of creating, the controversies and this kind of thing. And they were pretty successful, obviously, at doing that, knowing all the while that what they really were, and some would tell us what they're really talking about, like D.C. statehood, packing the Supreme Court, all these other kinds of things. And so now that they have the power, they're more than happy to really start doing what they have said they really want to do. All the while having, sort of laughing, tee-hee-hee, and, oh, we think we duped the American people, thinking they were going to get someone who's going to be more centrist, governed from the center, that kind of thing. That's obviously not happening. So, yeah, you just want to add in four more judges? Well, sure, that sounds like a great idea. And then, they just don't understand that by doing that kind of thing to the court, I think it's going to be very unpopular. But unfortunately, it may be too late. You see their true colors, what they're really all about.
Well, the other thing is that they just don't pass this on a majority vote, okay?
No, that's right.
And,
yeah.
And so therefore, they're going to try it and they're going to make a big deal about it. But we need to, if you've got any doubts in your mind, folks, this is the time, as I told you, right now, right here today, this is the time to get involved. Start calling them in Washington, D.C. Start calling them to local offices, your congressman, your senator. It's very easy to do. The main number in Washington, D.C. is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That's for the House of Representatives switchboard. You give them your zip code, you get your representative. Now, in the Senate, you tell them what state you're from at 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Tell them what state you're from, and if you don't know who your senator is, you got two of them. They'll hook you up to either one. Is available at the moment, that has a line open. All right, now let's switch gears to altogether and get into Brooklyn Heights, Minnesota. The 26-year female police veteran was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. That's not good enough for some of the people that are there. They want her charged with murder. No ifs, ands, or buts. They're already trying and convicting her in the court of public opinion, if you will. And that's absolutely wrong, and nobody's out there saying, well, listen, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. This, all we're hearing is this Black Lives Matter again. And by the way, Antifa is alive and well on the streets of Brooklyn Heights, Michigan, or Minnesota, rather. We've seen them. They've been coming on the air, and they're very brazen. Well, yeah, I'm with Antifa and Timbuktu or whatever. You've seen them too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's keep in mind who's out in the street and who's raising Cain and who's trying to set fire. And by the way, they marched in Washington, D.C. tonight yelling, burn it down.
Exactly, because this, again, they're taking an opportunity to try to capitalize on what is obviously a very sad situation, a situation that could have hopefully been avoided. But for obvious reasons and one thing leading to another, it wasn't. But this is, again, why we have a legal system. This is why charges are brought and charges are supposed to be in line with the basic facts of the situation. And of course, more of those facts and more, a better, clearer understanding will come out in any trial that ensues here. But there are people, Captain, who just decide that now it's time to go out on the streets, it's time to burn things down, because they have a different agenda than finding the truth or even administering or having this our society correctly administer justice. That's all out the window. What they're looking to do is, again, simply capitalize for their own political gain. It's very, very upsetting.
Right. And the other thing that we had yesterday that I'm going to play audio of right now is the president talking about Afghanistan. So here is what he had to say. Here's the report right here.
In a major foreign policy announcement, the president said the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which were coordinated from Afghanistan, cannot justify American forces still being there 20 years later.
I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
He vowed not to make a hasty exit, and he warned the Taliban that the U.S. will defend itself if it comes under attack. The president said the military drawdown will begin May 1st. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, there's two things wrong with that statement. Do you know what they are?
What do you think?
Number one, you don't telegraph that you're leaving a country and tell them that we're going to be out by September 11th and they're going to start drawing down again starting May the 1st. You don't do that. You don't tell anybody of your troop movements. You just don't.
Well, no, I 100% agree. Yeah.
But he did it.
Well, of course. Of course. And, you know, there is some similarities, obviously, to what President Trump was doing in beginning to draw down troops. Even former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in general agreement with this idea, talking about that they had reduced the troop count from 10,000 to around 2,500 during the Trump administration. But I wholeheartedly agree, Captain. You don't, especially because the situation in Afghanistan can still be very fluid. It's certainly not stable, and it's certainly not all that predictable, with the possible exception that when you do take the troops out completely, we can safely predict that the Taliban will be in total control again, and it will eventually become another hotbed of terrorism and a staging ground for terrorism.
So 20 years from the time you started war with the guys that attacked us and made all the plotting and the planning from Afghanistan, 20 years later, we're going to walk out on them to let them turn around and do the training and the planning and the plotting all over again. Go figure that one out, folks. So there you go. Hold that thought, Kyle, and folks will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to get involved, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are currently still in country. Biden says now is the time to end the country's 20-year war.
After consulting closely with our allies and partners, with our military leaders and intelligence personnel, with our diplomats, and our development experts, with the Congress and the Vice President, as well as with Mr. Ghani and many others around the world, I've concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
And one person is dead and 12 more are missing after a 190-foot lift boat capsized Tuesday off the coast of Louisiana. The massive vessel capsized in a severe storm with 80 to 90-mile-an-hour wind gusts recorded. The Coast Guard says they rescued six of the 19 people who were aboard at the time of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, ma'am, it is, and we try to keep it that way. Oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I've been a longtime policyholder with them for about 17 and a half years right now. And they've been absolutely the very best at anything that I've had a problem with. They were the ones that had my insurance when I lost my shed in the storm and it blew out in Tampa Bay and was last seen floating somewhere. I'm sure it's sunk by now, though, and I'll never to be seen again. But they took care of all that. That wasn't a lot, but it was enough to test the company, and they didn't argue with me or whatnot. Had some siding torn off my home at that time, too, because of the storm, and they got that taken care of and had a little bit of roof damage, not a lot, but they got that taken care of, too. And no hassle, no fuss, no muss. They just did what they had to do, and that was it. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. You can go over there, and you can communicate with them that way, and they'll ask you your zip code. You give them your zip code. They'll ask you if you want the information for your local agent. If you want to do that, you can. Or they'll give you a quote right there on the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They'll do all that for you, too. And if you've got homeowners or renter's insurance, which if you've got a home, you should have homeowners, and a lot of the places where you rent, they're requiring to have renter's insurance, they will give you a quote on that. And the good thing about that is if you bundle it all together, you'll save yourself a boatload of money, too. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, we were talking off the air, and you wanted to mention something about Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and should they decide to go bonkers just about anywhere in the U.S., so go ahead.
Well, yeah, we were talking just off the air. We're talking about what's happening in Brooklyn Center right now. There's a lot of protests and a standoff here, you know, with the police behind these fences that have been erected and so forth. But this is not a phenomenon that is only confined to a big city or, you know, something like that. I think in any part of the country you could find this kind of thing happening as the result of a traffic stop that goes bad, something else happens, somebody gets shot, and then suddenly you have this this occurring all around you in wherever you live in America. So I guess the question to ask is every local police department, do they have, you know, everything that they would possibly need to try to deal with a situation like this? But that's the terrifying factor, I think, that the Black Lives Matter, the militant, you know, idealists here, or the those who would seek to have these kinds of violent protests and or Antifa, that's a big factor, because they want everybody to be scared that at any moment this can happen. And again, it's because we have a system in this country. Nobody wants to see anybody get shot for the wrong reason. If nobody wants these kinds of accidents to occur or anything like that. And so again, it's very, very, very concerning.
And I want to point out to the people that are watching what's going on in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. You and I pointed this out to ourselves. There's a black pastor right now that's out there yelling, at the people, telling them to go home or something like that. See him by himself walking in front of the fence.
Yep.
All right. But in the meantime, we saw an actual activist who was like a leader of the group. And those are the people that are getting paid. They're not just there because they want to, you know, they're going to be there. They're there because they're being paid to be there. And there's a lot of people in that crowd that are paid professional protesters that get money from wherever they're getting it from, usually a George Soros funded operation. But the fact of the matter is, he was out there, told them all to get down on their knees and their hands up in the air, and they did.
And they did. Well, right, because there's coordination that goes on. There's a playbook to start with. And unfortunately, Captain, what's happening is that we're talking about things where somebody got shot. But if they're shot by somebody who's a different color than they are, or what the case may be, well, then that's a different kind of thing. And so now we're going to have a different kind of protest, and what have you. Whereas Americans identify one another not by skin color or ethnicity, mm-hmm. but by ideas. What do we believe in? What will we fight for? And we'll stick together. But unfortunately, I find that a lot of these kinds of protests are so much more divisive than they ever could be unifying.
All right, and we just had someone else join us in the chat room on MeWe.com, the Captain's America Third Watch. Wally's in there, and Richard is still talking to me directly. But Richard, you can get in that chat room. You're already on MeWe. Just go over to the Captain's America Third Watch, the group that's there, and boom, you're in it, and you can start talking, because you'll see the little button there for the chat room. So hello, Wally, and welcome to the chat room. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, I got mixed feelings over this Afghanistan thing, having gone through a couple of situations where we pulled out of Iraq, remember, and we warned everybody that just pulling the troops out when Barack Obama decided to do that wasn't a great idea, and we would be right back in there, and all of a sudden ISIS was formed, and we got the problem we had with that, and it took us, what, 5 years, 6 years to get rid of them?
Yes.
And we still haven't really gotten rid of them?
That's right.
They're still around? So anyway, Senator Lindsey Graham actually ripped Joe Biden's, and he called it a reckless plan to withdraw the troops from Afghanistan, saying that he has now extended the war. Well, think about this. They used to say that the Republicans were the ones, when they would get in, would start a war to make the economy better. But the more I think about it, was it the Republicans that started Vietnam?
No.
It was Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was a Democrat.
That's right.
And he got us into a mix that we just couldn't turn the switch off on.
Well, that's right. And wasn't it Westmoreland who came to him and said, I need all these new troops and resources? And LBJ made that speech where he says, I'm going to give him what he's asking for, basically.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because he said, we want to win this war and bring our boys home, and we're going to do whatever it takes to do it. And they did. They sent 250,000 troops over there, just like you snap your finger.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. Now, and then again, you know, and then we have Mike Pompeo, who is a military guy, who graduated from West Point, former congressman, as well as Secretary of State. And by the way, he was also CIA director for a while, remember?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And he said that he agrees in principle with Joe Biden, saying it's time to bring the troops home. But we're going to have some sort of base or something over there, or maybe we can do what's called the lily pad strategy, where we put 2,500 or 3,000 Marines on an assault amphibious ship, or we put them on an aircraft carrier and keep that carrier somewhere in the region. So if we have to send them back in there, en masse, we've got them there to do that. So maybe that's the way to do it.
Yeah, well, exactly. In other words, there has to be some sort of thoughtful process for by which you're going to draw down, or by which you're going to manage the situation, because there will be a situation following the time when the last American soldier leaves Afghanistan.
Make no doubt about it, folks. These people are going to come right back in there, and are going to pick right up where they left off at.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, you know...
And I feel sorry for the women, because you know what's going to happen to them.
I don't even want to think about it.
Any of the ones that have attempted to modernize, you know, they'll go back to the burkas, or they'll kill them right on the spot.
Well, you know, the fact that you mentioned that, Captain, you know, prior to 9/11, of course, we understood what was happening in Afghanistan with the Taliban. And you mentioned the modernizing. That is something the Taliban is just not all about at all. And you're right. It's cultural modernization they'd be opposed to, but things like making people do things that they insist upon it. You know, you have to wear these clothes. You have to grow a beard. You have to do this. You have to do that. All that was happening prior to 9/11. And now, of course, as you mentioned, it will become, unfortunately, I think, the norm again.
Now, we have another bill that's coming through Congress right now. It's the Anti-Asian Hate Crimes Bill, and that's going to test the Senate's ability to unify around a common cause, because the House is going to sail right through, but whether or not it's going to pass in the Senate is a different story. They're doing all of these little test things to see what they can and they can't get through. But again, told you so, told you so, told you so.
Well, sure. And again, one of the nuances in politics is to try to create something that if you were to ever ask a question about it or vote against it, I'm not talking about this particular bill per se, but it's a way of trying to sort of tar and feather you if you're looking at anything from a thoughtful perspective. It's designed only to elicit an emotional reaction or a political reaction.
All right, here comes the music, and we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Check the weather. We got a lot of rain, and we had a lot of severe weather today around Louisiana and Alabama. That weather is pretty much dissipated at the moment. It'll be back again tomorrow, but a lot of rain, a lot of flooding along the Gulf, and some bad weather out west. So we'll get to all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah to the gang at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Hope everybody's doing fine there. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you aren't already a member of the Drivers Club, you will get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. But while you're there, join the Drivers Club. And you can do so. And then you can take advantage of getting points for the fuel that you buy at the pump. And it doesn't matter if you're a company driver, an owner-operator, or whatnot. You also get points for the food that you buy along with the fuel you buy and whatever you buy in the trucker store. And that accumulates pretty quickly. And then you can use that to save yourself some money on whatever you want to get later on. Or guess what? You can use it for Christmas time in the catalog they've got. And maybe you can order some stuff that you wouldn't be able to get because you're out on the highway doing your thing. Okay, here we go. This is an oldie but goodie. Haven't heard this in a while, but it was in a lot of movies back in the early 90s, this particular song, Here It Comes.
Questions. You haven't seen the lights. You always ask what it's all about. unbelievable.
Yeah, you remember that, Kyle?
I do. Yes, that's 1990, I think.
Yeah, and they won an award. And then, by the way, that was a one-hit wonder by a group called EMF. They won an award for that song back in 1991. And they were around. They had their one-hit wonder, and away they went. Never heard from them since.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
But an interesting track, though. I mean, it had a very unique sound.
Oh, we got Eric and Seminole chiming in over here now. Eric and Seminole over on MeWe. So, hello, Eric, and welcome to the community.
Yes,
and
hello.
You can join Eric. You can join the Captain's America Third Watch and put that right in the chat room. I see you posted it out there for all to see, and that's good. But it is what it is. He says the DNC has taken over, is running the United States almost as identical as the African National Congress did in South Africa, which began in the late 1980s and culminated in the election of Nelson Mandela. Just look back to history. He's very true with that one. Very true.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, let me get to the weather because we got plenty to talk about. And I'll tell you what, it was a little bit rugged around the Gulf of Mexico today, all the way from over there in East Texas, down around the southern end of the Gulf, all the way over to Mobile, Alabama. Now, a stalled front along the west central Gulf Coast will contribute to a few severe thunderstorms and heavy rain with flooding over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, a vigorous system will produce heavy snow across the central Rockies into the high plains the next few days, and it's going to be really rugged up there in Wyoming and the western part of Nebraska and Colorado. And even Kansas, the northwest corner of Kansas, it's going to get really exciting winter-wise. Now, finally, critical weather conditions are going to be expected across the Four Corners region through Thursday. So, Kyle, take it away with what's going on out west.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain, about what's happening in Wyoming. And starting just a little bit north of Wyoming and southern Montana, east of Bozeman along I-90, and also south of Billings, this is where we're seeing those winter weather advisories begin. And they do track all the way down I-25 as well into Wyoming. And we're seeing the winter weather advisory there, Casper, Wyoming, Laramie, and, of course, Elk Mountain. And this is if you're heading all across the state of Wyoming on I-80, you're going to be in this literally all the way. Looks like we're going to get new snow accumulations, 4 to 6 inches, wind gusts about 35 miles per hour. You're going to have hazardous travel conditions, icy, snow-covered roads, visibility reduced. And so you want to be very, very careful as you're coming through that area, because it's going to be very, very intense for driving through there. Of course, this dips down into Colorado as you go down I-25 as well, both east and west of Denver. But then we get into fire weather warnings as we head south, Captain. We still got a fire weather warning almost all the way through the entire state of New Mexico, through eastern Arizona, of course, for Tucson. This is going to be east of Flagstaff as well. That's still going on there. Wind advisories in Southern California, especially if you're coming across I-10, you want to be very careful of that. Palm Desert area, Cathedral City, Palm Springs, San Bernardino as well tonight.
Now, the problem we've got right now, I'll start with Middle America, is we've got some really cold temperatures tonight. We've got a frost warning and a freeze warning, hard freeze warning, in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the southwestern corner of Iowa, the northwestern corner of Missouri, and the very northern tip of Kansas up there along the Missouri border. Now, that's going to be where the temperatures are really going to get bad. In upstate New York and over to the east of Albany, over into parts of New Hampshire, parts of Vermont, parts of Massachusetts, in the mountains in particular, you're going to have some very cold temperatures, and it's a freeze warning there, and a possibility for possibly some snow with a clipper that's coming through the area there with an inch or two or three or whatever. Now, down in the south right now, Louisiana, the entire southern part of Louisiana is under a flood warning. There's been a lot of rain, and it's been piling up, and everything, all the streams, all the tributaries are all over their banks. So you got a big problem there. New Orleans, again, you got a big problem there. Our listeners in New Orleans don't need to tell you, be careful. You know, don't drive through standing water when you don't know how deep it is. You have no idea what could happen to you. You and your car could be going downstream before you know it. And over in Mississippi, you definitely have, along the lower quadrant, I-10, flood warnings. And again, the flood warnings continue over into Alabama, over to Mobile, Alabama. Now, we did yesterday, Kyle, have severe thunderstorms in the Texas Gulf area, all the way from Beaumont, Texas, all the way down almost to Corpus Christi, with the severe thunderstorms that they were getting in there and the flash flood warnings and watches.
Yes, exactly right. Looks like it heads down towards Port Arthur as well. You're right. This is going to be southeast of Beaumont in southern Texas, yes.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're traveling along I-10 tonight, allow yourself some extra time. You will have some problems more than likely in the lower areas, especially when you get over there in the western part of Louisiana. The water likes to pond over there in the road, so I can only imagine what might be going on down there right now. All righty, Kyle, hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number two of the Captain's America is about ready to start up after the top of the hour news. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.